We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Former NFL offensive lineman, and you can catch him now on NBCSN, Sirius XM Radio, and the host of the Ross Tucker podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. It's Ross Tucker with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Ross, good morning and thank you for your time. We'll jump right into the conversation we were having in the last segment. John Gruden, do you see next season as the year he finally returns to the NFL? And if so, where could be his potential landing destination?
Well, I think it's interesting that this comes out that he's so strongly considering coming back and he misses it and he's preparing when we've got a year where there's a number of really talented college prospects expected to be available, whether it's the Josh Allen kid from Wyoming or the two kids in L.A. with Josh Rosen at UCLA and Sam Darnold at USC. I guess I wonder whether or not that's a coincidence. He talked a lot in that story about how he never really had a chance to develop somebody from when they were young. Now, part of that is they didn't really draft many guys like that on the organizations he was with. So I'll still say this, guys, I'll believe it when I see it. You know, we've heard this for so many years now, for so long. He gets paid so much money and has such a cushy life as the game analyst for ESPN that I'll believe he actually comes back when I see it, because he's had some pretty good opportunities, including I think he might have even had a chance recently with the Colts and Andrew Luck. There were some rumors about that. I mean, if you don't take that job, I just don't know what job you're going to take. So we'll see. I'll believe it when I see it. I would still say if I had to put $5 on it, I'd say he's still in the broadcast booth a year from now.
If he were to come back, you talk about the idea of developing a young quarterback. You talk about his timing. How about the idea of the Dallas Cowboys as they deal with some of their own controversy, Ezekiel Elliott and everything else that's been taking place? The fact that Jason Garrett hasn't necessarily gotten the job done, that would be as splashy as it comes, and you'd get an opportunity to develop a young quarterback in Dak Prescott.
That's interesting. You know, I don't think that would happen, and I'll tell you why. Because if you read all the quotes from Gruden, he talks a lot about personnel and how, you know, Rich McKay drafted this guy, he didn't want him, and if he had, you know, if he ever came back to coaching, things would be different on the personnel side. And I just don't think, barring a catastrophe this year, a disaster in Dallas, I can't imagine that Jerry Jones would go that route and give Gruden all that kind of power. I think Gruden knows that Jerry Jones is ultimately going to be the guy picking players. I don't think that's the environment he's looking for. I think he'd be more inclined to go to, like, the New York Jets with the number one pick in the draft, low expectations coming off what will be a horrific season this year, and maybe being able to bring in his own personnel guy, but ultimately Gruden's the one calling all the shots.
In your opinion, here in Oakland, Austin Howard, a guy who's slotted to be the backup or challenge for the starting tackle position, do you think that's just a guy now we hear ESPN is saying that he is going to be cut or is cut? Do you think that was the player just saying, hey, look, I know I'm not going to start here. The tackle position is always a premium. And is he going to be a starter? And where do you think he lands?
I'm a little surprised by that. I think I've talked to you guys about this before. I love the Raiders offensive line. I mean, especially KO, that's my guy. He's my favorite offensive lineman in the league to watch, Kelechi Osemele. But even all those guys, especially the interior guys, Gabe Jackson and Rodney Hudson, they get after people.
Sure.
I'm a little surprised that they're bringing in Marshall Newhouse, who I would say is, at this stage of his career, a journeyman and or best served to be a swing tackle. I'm assuming that's who they're going with, is the starting right tackle. That surprises me a little bit that they would just move on from Howard and be that confident in Marshall Newhouse. Maybe it speaks to how they feel about the Alexander kid from last year or David Sharp, the ginormous kid from Florida that they drafted this year. But what I don't like about the Raiders' offensive line, the roster right now, is I always look at it like your sixth offensive lineman, you have to kind of plan on him starting at least half the games, just the way these injuries go. And then your seventh offensive lineman ends up starting a good four or five. And I don't know that I feel real good about the Raiders' backups right now, and that could hurt them, especially in some key games down the stretch.
How much could that be potentially offset by the tough running of Marshawn Lynch? The Raiders, a team that will go double tight ends occasionally and will put in that sixth offensive lineman, but now with a bruising back, does that help them alleviate some of the depth at offensive line?
Well, I think it helps in the sense that it helps the offensive line that they're not doing drop back passes as much. You know, I mean, I think any offensive lineman would tell you, or almost any of them, they'd much rather run the ball than pass block all game. And it just helps so much to sort of beat up the defensive lineman a little bit and also not let them just be able to pin their ears back and fly off the ball. So you'd always rather have the chance to run the ball. I don't know that it really helps, though, from an injury standpoint. You know, I mean, I think if a backup got in the game, they'd be less likely to get exposed like they could if they were throwing the ball 40, 45 times a game. But ultimately, you know, even running the ball, they might even have more of a chance to get injured just because of the physicality that goes along with, you know, teeing off on people. So at this time of year, I always look at rosters, and I think most people focus, and rightfully so, on the starting positions that are a concern. But if we're really talking about being a Super Bowl contender, the backup spots matter as well. And I know they saved some money getting rid of Austin Howard. My question is, and you guys might know their cap situation more than me, did they really need that money right now? And do they really feel good about who they're plugging in there if Donald Penn goes down or Marshall Newhouse goes down?
Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman. You can catch him on NBCSN, SiriusXM Radio, and of course on the Ross Tucker podcast with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. If you were to think about a surprise team for the upcoming season, every year one or two come out of nowhere to catch everyone's attention. This season, who do you think that team could be?
Well, I guess it depends on how you define surprise and how much they need to accomplish. I think a couple teams that come to mind for me that I really like them in relation to what their over-under number is out in Vegas. I think they have a great chance to win more than what people are expecting. One of them is the Los Angeles Chargers. I mean, you look, they're getting some guys back now that were injured, guys like Keenan Allen and Jason Verrett. I know this isn't what the Raiders fans want to hear, but I think the Chargers have a chance to be a really, really sneaky good team this year that could make the playoffs. I also like the 49ers more than a lot of other people. I'm a big believer in Kyle Shanahan. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but last I checked, I think their win total was 4.5. I love the over for the Niners at 4.5. I feel like they'll get better quarterback play from Hoyer in Shanahan's system. I love what they did in the draft. A lot of people do. And even just moves like bringing in Dumervil, bringing in Juszczyk, I think that they want to change the culture immediately. They're not looking at this as like a 3 to 5 year thing. They want the guys to buy in and believe what they're doing now and get some wins this year to show for it. So the guys are like, okay, you know, this new regime does know what they're doing. By the way, Lorenzo, What are you thinking about with Juszczyk's contract? My Ivy League buddy Juszczyk, man. I thought about you when I saw him sign that deal.
Yeah, he's actually, he had to take a brief powder, Ross. He, as we like to say on this show, he had to take a playoff. He had a call from somebody, and he had to, it's one of those calls from nature, Ross, where you have to answer it. There's no sending that one to voicemail.
That is, I mean, it's, I'm pumped for him as a fellow Ivy League guy, and he's a stud. He deserves it. Obviously, what he does in special teams is really impressive as well. But I thought of all the old hammerheads that over the years got paid the minimum or a little bit above when he got that deal.
I think it's incredible that you had to answer your own question because Lo Neal couldn't be bothered to stick out the segment, Ross. Thank you. You're
a
true pro.
Here's the kicker for you, though. He's in the bathroom. We're being played in the bathroom right now. So you can speak to him as he tries to solve this problem.
Yeah, well, my question would be, how long are your breaks?
It's funny, Ross. We do 40 minutes uninterrupted from 7:45 to 8:25, basically. So,
okay, that is understandable then. I get that. By the way, he's like, I can't believe the 3 minutes I stepped away. The 3 minutes I stepped away to use the restroom.
Don't even start.
Hey, look who's back, Ross.
He's back again.
Guess who's back?
Mother Nature at times called, but when you get my age.
I mean Lorenzo, for years I praised you so much for being so tough, for being so physical. There's nothing you can't overcome. Yet you can't even talk to me on the radio. You got to get to go take a leak.
Hey, bro, I asked
Ain't
the
no
first.
Leak.
I asked easy dibs. I asked the first question. You know, I was. Come on, you know I love you. We go way back. Come on.
No, I'm just messing with you. I was asking you about Juszczyk's contract and what you thought about that.
You know, it's interesting. It finally,
Ross, do you still really even want that answer?
You know what? Do you really want that answer, Ross? I'm like pissed because these guys now are making these $4 and $5 million a year for a fullback. I mean, gosh, I love him. I think he's great in the pass game. The guy can come in. You can move him around. I like Juszczyk. I like what he brings to the game. I think the San Francisco 49ers got a diamond in this guy. He's going to be big.
What they really liked about him, Lorenzo?
Talk to me.
They said he can go a whole game without having to use the restroom. In the middle of the game. I mean, maybe you could have gotten paid more money during your career if you didn't have to just get up and go in the middle of the action to go to the restroom.
Hey, you know there's been times, I heard some stories about you, but you're actually, instead of going in the middle of the game, you just went on the field. So I know those stories too. Come on, coach.
I would pee early to mid-fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I would sit on the bench with a bunch of towels and just pee in my pants every single day.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I've seen it all. We know these things. Yeah.
Ross, at this point, I'm not even sure if I can ask you another NFL question. I will ask you this, though. Tell us about ballcannon.com.
It's unbelievable. Have you guys checked out the video?
Like, yes.
You know what you should do? You guys should get one for the studio. It is. I had this guy reach out to me and say, hey, you want to help me with this? I said, no, I'm not doing it. No, thank you. Then he drove to my house. It's the coolest thing that's come out in a long time. I mean, I play it with my 4 and 5 year old daughters all the way till my 38-year-old buddies. I'm hanging out with them tonight. We'll be out having a couple beers and we'll be shooting the ball cannon. You just got to go check out the video. It is awesome. It's a football launcher. It's kind of like a jug machine, but affordable and portable, that you can actually have at your house, your backyard, your driveway. Pretty much the best gift for, I'd say, anybody between 5 and 15 that I've seen come out in years. Ballcannon.com. Trust me, you'll be by far the coolest person, and your kid will be the coolest kid in the Bay Area.
Can you take it to the bathroom?
You can, yeah. It's the ball cannon, sure.
Former NFL offensive lineman, catch him now on NBCSN, SiriusXM Radio, and as the host of the Ross Tucker Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. It's Ross Tucker with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. A true professional, Ross. Job well done. Thank you for your time, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Yeah, it would be real awkward if I left in the middle to go to the bathroom.
Yes, it would.
Oh, you're going to do this to me, bro? Really?
See you guys.
See you, Ross.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.